prepare yourself. You're about to listen to Super Gamescast 64 with your host, Trey Mitchell, and your other hosts, Austin Guttery and Connor Reisenhoover.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, failure!
What is up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Super Gamescast 64. This is the number one podcast brought to you by organic sprouted pumpkin seeds with sea salt, just 2 ingredients, 8 grams of protein. Go raw with organic sprouted pumpkin seeds.
That's right. Go to squarespace.com slash go raw.
GoMattress.com slash squarespace slash organic pumpkin seeds slash USDA organic. We got Austin Guttery here on the podcast.
That's
How
right.
How are you doing, Austin?
As per usual, I'm great because I'm full of healthy, nutritious oils and seed fats from the organic sprouted pumpkin seeds.
You know, seasoned to perfection with a touch of sea salt, these delicious, addictive sprouted pumpkin seeds help give you the energy you need to fuel your day, Austin.
They really do.
Enjoy as a snack right out the bag or use them to enhance your culinary creations.
Wow. And remember, when you eat these pumpkin seeds, go raw.
Yeah, go
raw.
Who
the hell was that?
That's Darian McBrayer.
Whoa.
Who's been on the, hasn't been here in a while.
Extremely long time. Once every 7 years.
I know.
Or solar eclipse, you have.
Yes,
me.
Every solar eclipse, Connor, he sprouts his big little head out of the sand with his glorious.
Is he a worm?
Salty pepper hair. He
knocks,
is a worm.
Trey knocks you down with a big hammer.
I do. Get down. Get down.
We're not ready for you yet.
No, but it's
the
glorious when he comes on.
Isn't ready.
No, the world is never ready for the sandworm.
Shy-a-lude.
And
it's
yes,
Dune.
It is Dune. It's a Dune reference.
It's a Dune Trump reference.
Mm-hmm. We got Darian. Darian, how are you doing?
Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
I paid a substantial amount of money for this opportunity.
We know you do. Yeah.
Well, he brought the sponsorship.
He did.
Too.
He did. What's the sponsorship today?
You don't remember us talking
about
it? Oh,
it's Go Raw Organic Sprouted Pumpkin Seeds?
That's right, because each time we mention it, we get $12.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
You know, sprouted pumpkin seeds are an easy way to add crunch, flavor, and protein to your salads, oatmeal, yogurt,
really?
Baked goods, and more. Connor, would you be surprised if I told you these have 8 grams of protein per serving, 2 simple ingredients, gluten-free and vegan, and it's also keto and paleo?
Wait, I've got a question for Connor.
Yeah.
Connor, what kind of gourd seed are you snacking on over there?
Yeah, Connor.
That's a great question. I am always snacking on some sort of gourd seed, and today it is spaghetti squash seeds.
Oh, nice.
Oh, the direct competitor to Go Raw Organic
Sprouted
Pumpkin Seeds.
Yeah, we can't be talking
seeds.
About your spaghetti squash, okay?
Well, then let's move on to something topical,
and
really.
Gamers,
cool.
Like the
pumpkin
eclipse.
Seeds? Pumpkin seeds?
How are you celebrating today, Trey?
How am I celebrating what?
The birth date of Eric
you?
Harris.
Isn't that more of an Austin birthday?
You've kind of taken the mantle of tragedy.
No.
Tragophile.
Not.
Is this a tragic thing?
I'm over it. This is one of the two perpetrators of the Columbine High School.
Oh. Incident. What's he up to?
He is deceased from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head.
Rip.
Okay.
Rip. Some say he's still up in that library, just rotting away.
Oh, my God.
Trey, really quick. Rank the tragedies.
No, that's an Austin. That's
okay,
an
wait,
Austin.
How about this? Rank the Columbine School Massacre perpetrators.
I don't know. You know them better than I do. It should be an Austin question. I would feel...
I would not feel
adequate to answer that.
I'm going to throw out 3 random names. Totally random names.
Totally random.
And
fuck,
you've
got to
rank them.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Fuck, marry, kill. Let's
power
go.
Rank.
Eric Harris.
Okay. Mm.
Timothy McVeigh.
Nice.
Ted Kaczynski. Go ahead.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
What are we ranking?
Them? Yeah.
Ranked by what?
Your opinion.
You.
How much you love each of them.
I would say probably Timothy McVeigh is the most evil.
So you look up to him the most.
Yes, I look up to
I
him
would
the most.
Say
the
most Columbiners. Inspired. I would say Eric is more evil than Timothy McVeigh. At least had like a political motive and was like trying to accomplish something.
Okay.
The Columbine kids were literally just slaughtering.
I just feel like though your kids, you're something's going on there. You're more innocent because you're a kid.
Okay, so Trey is
defending. Oh my god.
They're
all monsters. I just think when you're I think there's a little leeway being so young that your mind has been so warped and it's more tragic.
It's all that.
Okay, then
let me
rephrase.
I think Ted Kaczynski had some good ideas.
You read
his
manifesto?
We'll do some young ones. We'll do some young ones because that's easier for you, I guess.
Hit us with them.
We'll do Eric Harris, the Menendez brothers.
Oh, God. Okay, this is all Austin, not me.
And Muhammad Atta.
And Jokar Sarnaev. Go ahead.
This is Austin.
Rank him by hotness. Jokar, easily number one.
Okay, I don't even know what he
looks
like.
Have you seen the Menendez brothers?
No, I actually haven't.
They look like the Nelson Cruz twins from Breaking Bad.
Well, they're kind of ugly.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh. Jokar Sarnaev was a hunk.
Oh, he is.
A bad guy.
A bad guy.
But a hunk.
A hunk. Connor, Darian, rank the hunks.
I thought we were... I was excited for a second that we were ranking the young ones.
Ooh. You're changing
Rick, this. Rick, Vivian, Neil, and Mike. Someone out there gets me. Come on.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Someone out there.
What are we talking about?
Don't worry about it.
Is it some underground band or something?
Some 80s British TV show, you know, whatever.
You are not escaping the rap of looking like you are the most British person I've ever seen.
You know what? I can't. We already did.
Darian, rank all the episodes of Fawlty Towers real quick.
Okay.
All 12 of them.
The Germans, number one.
I can't tell if he's being serious.
He's being serious.
Do you like Fawlty Towers?
Yeah, I grew up watching Fawlty Towers.
Fawlty Towers is great. Trey.
Is that like Monty Python-esque?
It's John Cleese.
Yeah, it's John Cleese from Monty Python.
Yelling at people.
He runs a failing hotel.
I've seen
hotel.
Clips of it, and I've heard of it.
All right, rank your top 10 favorite clips from Fawlty Towers.
I don't even remember. But I know Headless Nick's in it, John Cleese.
Rate your favorite Are You Being Served episodes.
I have not seen that.
That's even older. I'm just going back.
You're a big Mighty Boosh guy too, right?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm doing what now?
You're a big Mighty Boosh guy.
Oh, yeah.
Bouncy,
cool.
Bouncy. Ooh, such a good time. Bouncy, bouncy.
You and Derry can hang out.
You guys watch some British comedies.
Obscure British comedy.
Yeah. You guys can watch PBS after 11 p.m.
Yeah. You can watch Adult Swim at 2 o'clock.
They don't do
Saturday.
The Brit block anymore.
Oh, no.
No. It was British Office, Mighty Boosh, Look Around You, and Dark Place. They're all gone
now.
And
they took it away.
Took it away.
Look what they took from us.
What about Darian, tell us about yourself.
Myself?
Yeah.
Myself as in relating to the podcast of video games.
Video,
Darian,
you know what,
really
do
quick,
a little bit
what's
about
the last
you
game that
games.
You've played and the last game that you've beaten?
Yeah, do that.
Okay, last game I played, this past couple of years or so, I've been consumed by Pokemon Crystal.
Ooh.
Randomizer.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
How does this work? I'll
tell you all about it. Okay, so Pokemon...
I'll sometimes see your little Twitch thing pop up saying Darian streaming.
I stream it almost exclusively now.
Yeah.
Pokemon Crystal Randomizer.
What's your Twitch handle?
Twitch handle is Oddlay, Oddlay.
That's who that
is.
I always
only
see
place,
that.
Yeah.
It's the only place I can be found.
Nice.
So you gotta go there, and you gotta get me to affiliate. Come on, people.
What does that mean, Trey?
I don't know anymore.
Well, you're a Twitch guy.
It means I could get 2 cents every year.
Is that how you got that like $100 that
dude,
one year?
$100.
I got enough money where I had to file for taxes.
Holy smokes!
Yeah.
$100.
Yeah.
No, you got like $600, right? Because
it's
that's
like $600.
Yeah, it's a tax.
It was like a lot.
Holy shimoly!
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. I need to get on Trey's level.
No, then all the P1s realized that streaming was lame again after Soroy stopped, so they stopped watching me.
That was the bulk of your audience?
Kind of, yeah, which was not great.
Also, didn't Twitch change the payout Amazon took them over?
They might have. I forgot. But that was after Amazon bought them out.
Oh?
Yeah.
Well, never mind.
Nothing pays out anymore.
No, yeah. It doesn't.
YouTube.
Yeah.
RedTube.
Zanga.
X-Hamster.
Yeah, X-Hamster's gone. You can't make money on it anymore.
Is it gone?
In Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Not here. Pokemon Crystal Randomizer.
So you've been playing that?
Yeah.
What does it randomize?
It randomizes all the items, all the badges.
Okay.
You need 16 all 16 badges and 3 parts of the Poke Gear.
Okay.
And the West Kanto access. All the HMs. So every item ball, every NPC that gives you an item, it's all shuffled and randomized.
Oh.
All, and they're different kind of modes and levels to it, but...
Sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds like a Nuzlocke.
All Pokemon are randomized, like Wild Encounters, Trainer Pokemon.
Starters?
Starters, wow. Movesets, static legendary Pokemon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all randomized, and it's kind of a big, big puzzle with Pokemon Crystal.
And is it in the original Game Boy Color visuals, or is it updated to be like Game Boy Advance?
It's the original visuals, nice. But it's off of a build of Crystal that they developed, which has a ton of quality of life changes to
it. Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're excellent. You can't go back to vanilla without okay. these quality of life changes once you experience
Send
them.
Me this. Send yeah. me a flash drive with it in the mail.
Well, they just finished posting this most recent tournament,
okay.
which started last fall, went into the spring of the 2023 Pokemon Crystal Full Item Randomizer Tournament.
Okay.
And it's 56 people were entered into this thing.
Did you enter?
I did. I won't spoil, but I did okay for myself.
Really?
I didn't do so bad. And it's
top 10?
Perhaps.
Whoa.
Maybe.
Well, you didn't tell me about
this guy.
You gotta watch the whole thing.
Okay.
Every video. It's on the Speed Gaming YouTube channel.
Okay.
So Speed Gaming hosts
Do we get to see you there? Are you there? Do we get to see your pretty face on there?
You don't get to see my pretty face on there. Damn. So you get to hear my pretty voice.
That's good.
Yeah. But it's all there on the Speed Gaming YouTube channel.
Okay.
And yeah, Speed Gaming hosts all sorts of speed running tournaments and randomizer tournaments and such. Shout out to Speed Gaming. We love them. They nice. Hosted us and they hosted us on the YouTube channel and Twitch.
Shout out to Speed Gaming.
Shout out to them.
I wonder what the fastest game completed ever was. Because like it's broken down by game, like who can finish Mario mm-hmm. Sunshine the fastest. But what is the fastest
game
ever game? Like, has anyone ever finished a game in like 10 seconds doing an exploit?
You can build the Soldier Boy beat in about 15 seconds.
I have seen that. It's pretty good. Trey?
Is Trey fastest building the Soldier?
Fastest game ever.
Trey might be down. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's researching.
He's building the Soldier Boy theme. You need the steel drum sound.
You
Spelunky about 5 minutes.
Okay. Connor, you were a big Spelunky guy, right?
Binding of Isaac, 4 minutes.
I never played Spelunky. I really wanted to, though.
That's one that I get mixed up with Shovel Knight and Hollow Knight.
It's a little different.
Very different.
And SteamWorld Dig. That's yeah. all mixed in
10
here.
Fastest game speedruns of all time. We got Hollow Knight, number 10.
What's number one?
31 minutes.
Skip,
let's see
skip
what number
what's, one.
What's number one?
We don't care.
I don't care about the 10th fastest.
Yeah, speed run this.
Yeah. Ooh.
Okay. This is an Austin staple.
Ooh. I'm going to say it's Sid Meier's Civilization 6.
This is a game you would say as a joke.
Glover.
And?
Huh?
Is it Glover?
No. It's Minesweeper in 1 second.
Okay, that's if you get lucky and you have it clear automatically. Okay.
Well, then there's a number two. It's Ocarina of Time at 3 minutes, 50 seconds.
Ooh, I'm curious how that
I'm very happened. Curious, too. That's probably an easy video to watch.
And it's in Japanese, it looks like.
Yeah.
Credit. Go ahead and just play the whole thing with your phone up to the microphone.
Okay.
It's gotta got to be it. A credits warp.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Oh, he's actually doing it.
Watching it.
Okay, why don't we go to the news?
Commentary in Japanese. But yeah, that's what I've been playing. Last game I beat,
Pokemon Crystal, I guess.
Pokemon Crystal all the time on Twitch. I beat it all the time.
You're very much a 3DS guy, and we'll talk about
Oddly
that.
Oddly enough, Trey yeah. beats it a lot online, too.
I do, Darian. I do.
You can find him on OnlyFans, CrayTray1310.
Right.
Full name on there.
Well, let's do the news. And before we do the news, we have to do the new song. And since Darian is our guest...
Darian gets to pick
the new song for Austin to sing. The tune of the song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got to pick a song for him to sing.
It's a song you like, you've been jamming to.
Yeah.
But one that I also that I know.
Okay. You don't know Elephant Man.
You don't.
I do know one song by Elephant Man.
Oh, wow. Okay. We're ready.
It's the Gamescast News for you and me. Here comes Gamescast News with Connor. We got all the news and all the games. Now let's all Gamescast News. Scooby! All
right.
Is that Signal to Plane?
That is Elephant Man by Elephant Man. I think it's... Oh, Father Elephant by Elephant Man. Who Trey has never heard of.
I have.
It's not the movie.
No, there's no way. Not the movie.
The person. Mr. Elephant Man.
Shout out to Elephant Man.
Speaking of obscure things, just real quick. Does anyone else have a copy of
That's Primus.
Primus's pork soda?
No.
At their desk? Because I do.
Is that like Limp Bizkit hot dog water?
Have you ever listened to Primus?
Just the South Park theme song and Buckethead.
Buckethead is cool. Buckethead's awesome.
I have a friend
wait,
at work
the
who's
person
really into Primus.
Or the song?
Oh, wait. What is the song, the Primus song featured on Guitar Hero 2? Buckethead is an artist, right?
It's like, yeah, he wears a...
A bucket, I was saying. Okay, that makes sense. Then no, I've only just heard the South Park theme song.
They do, like, what's the song? It's like Lenny was a race car driver?
Yeah, something like that.
It's on Tony Hawk's
They
Pro
did
Skater.
A full cover yeah. of all of the Willy Wonka songs.
From Timothée Chalamet's Wonka?
R.I.P. to the Wii U and Nintendo 3DS online services. You'll have to watch Netflix somewhere else now.
Remember when the Switch came out and they promised they were going to keep the 3DS running indefinitely? They were like, no, don't worry.
Did they say indefinitely? I thought they were going to close it.
I think they implied, like, they were like, it's not going anywhere. And here it goes.
Why don't they just... I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder how much money...
They lied.
They did?
Nintendo lied. People died.
Yeah.
Pokemon are out there on the GTS. They died.
Darian, I think, has played his 3DS for longer. How long have you been playing your 3DS?
I played the sliding control thing off. It's gone.
Yeah.
It rubbed off and disintegrated.
Do you have the special Zelda edition?
That's his, actually.
Yeah, I let him have mine. Oh. I thought you broke yours, but then you realized it works still.
Hmm. The charger broke. Yes.
I'm curious how much money it takes to actually keep online servers running like that. Because developers and publishers use that all the time as an excuse to shut down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like games that people aren't playing, but like I wonder how much it could possibly cost.
I think it's a legal thing too. I don't think you have the story, Darian, but there is a guy.
Okay, never mind.
No, not you, Darian. Sorry, wow. Connor. Connor, I don't think you have the story.
We look nothing alike.
I know. You have glasses. You have glasses.
What? He's on the computer. Yeah. I'm in real life.
There's a story of a guy who was trying to make servers for kind of games that have gone offline and trying to like make it a law where they have to, or he's trying to make it a law. I wish I had the story in front of me. I don't.
I do know what you're talking about.
I support this man.
Where he's basically saying like we paid for these games and now they're taking the service away from us. Is there any sort of legal?
I think his website's like stopkillinggames.com. Yeah. Which you would think that would be some kind of red pill alt-right thing, but it's not. It's actually very good and constructive.
I like the story of how when they shut off the Halo 2 servers, you wouldn't actually disconnect until you turned your Xbox off.
Uh-huh.
And they had like 100 people at first stay on, and it dwindled down eventually to like 10 and then 5 and then 2 and then just like one guy who left his running for like 2 weeks, and then he eventually turned it off.
Yeah. So there are people that are trying to counteract this stuff.
Yeah.
But it does suck. I know Darian's a big 3DS boy, so I want to give you the floor. Talk about your 3DS.
You can't play Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate online anymore.
Yeah. Is that big of a loss, though?
No, I can't. My life cannot handle another Monster Hunter game.
Oh, really? Not Monster Hunter World?
It's taken far too much damage.
You not
play
Monster
games.
Hunter World?
I did for like 150 hours. Yes,
wow.
I did.
I get Monster Hunter, and then
it's too much.
Slime Rancher?
No, what's the other one?
Monster Rancher?
Well, I get okay. Monster Hunter, Monster Rancher, and then what's the, like, serious one? I'll come back. There's a third game that I get mixed up. You'll see.
Is it Horizon? Forbidden?
No. It's got a similar name, and it's also Japanese.
Is it
Monster Hunter is Japanese.
Come back. I'll think of it.
Gross.
Dragon Quest?
Yes, it's Dragon Quest.
It's Dragon Quest?
Yes. I would get those mixed up, yeah. For some reason. I don't know why.
Okay.
Darian's confused.
but Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate back in the day was actually a really competently well done online experience on a handheld, which you wouldn't really expect. You'd expect kind of the Super Smash Brothers online experience
everything,
which was awful.
Where you can play a PowerPoint.
they didn't get that one right at all. Fighting games are tough online.
Yeah.
But like Monster Hunter, other games, Mario Kart, other like little fun features, Pokemon, Fire Emblem. I remember had online features, just like little side bits. Those were all fun, and it's sad that's all.
Is the store gone? Can you not buy
the stores?
That was
been gone for like
years.
Oh, okay. I thought they didn't do that.
No, they shut down the store for both of those. Like, I think last year or the year before.
Yeah, store's been gone for
some reason. I thought they reverted that, but okay, wow.
Yeah, there are
we
games
thought
that
are wrong.
Just gone.
Yes, like, I did. Why are you doing a game like that?
Yeah, he's doing a Hitler.
He is doing that. Yeah,
like Tears and Rain. They're gone.
Yeah, exactly. He gets it.
Yeah,
Darren gets it.
It's a Safdie Brothers thing. You wouldn't understand.
Oh, I thought it was Prince.
I'm sorry, Darian. I'm sorry about your 3DS.
Who's that guy who did the salute?
Hitler?
Didn't Dave Bowie do it once?
Maybe.
Uh-oh. Damn it. Are you a big Wii U guy?
You know what else Dave Bowie did once?
Uh-oh.
He 15-year-old. Made...
What?
What?
Well, he was also 15, right?
I don't know the story. Sure. He had an album with Robert Fripp on guitar. That's what he did. Pretty cool.
You know what Dave Bowie
did
one
time?
We got a Bowie head.
15-year-old?
Mick Jagger.
Yeah, that's
true. No. On film. It's in that music video.
What?
They made out.
Well, yeah. So 70s.
Yeah, that's fine. We can just excuse
Hey, are you guys excited for tomorrow?
Hold on.
Whoa.
Darian modded his 3DS.
Oh, yeah. It was going to close down everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. I've been meaning to do it for years. So yeah, I was like, finally, it's time to jailbreak my 3DS with help from Trey.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Gave me his charger.
I did.
I mean, you let me
that was the help
it.
You
that
lent.
Was the help.
Hey, we got him.
We got him.
FBI.
Yeah.
We got him. For 7 years, we've been doing this show.
This is a sting the
Your
whole
accessory.
Time.
Well, I'm an accessory to...
Accessory to crime.
Yes.
It's not a crime as long as you download everything that you own physically, which...
That's fair.
I will put it out there to anyone listening. Everything I've downloaded, I own physically. Trust
okay.
me.
Can you prove it?
I got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If there, yeah, it's if there. We hooked you up to a lie detector, would you pass?
Just hook me up to the electric chair instead.
Oh no, he's stolen every game ever made.
He might as well be hooking me up to that.
Yeah.
Old Spark.
Him and that Bowser guy who stole all of those ROMs.
Going to hell. Now mod mine. Jailbreak me, please. Thank you.
Jailbreak you?
Yeah, jailbreak my...
Jailbreak me, please. Has to be the name of this episode.
It was an easy process, but I'm going to somehow brick your 3DS, so I apologize for that.
Don't do that.
It's fine. Trey hasn't touched his 3DS in 7 years.
I have. It's like my wiener.
Pretty good.
Hey, yo.
You know
all
what?
Right, Connor, next story.
They're both 3D.
They are.
They both have a slider you can turn on and off.
They both fold in half.
Yeah, they do. Oh, yeah. Gross. I got to see a doctor for that.
I thought it was a trick.
Oh, it was until it would come. It would stop. All right. Connor.
I wrote down 24 minutes, Trey's 3D penis.
Thank you.
Yeah, jailbreak your 3DS, people. It's not that hard. It's not that hard to do. It's pretty easy, actually. And then all those games you missed out on.
Yeah,
like Radiant Historia.
Yeah.
Well, you have to buy them first physically, but then
you
can
go buy them.
Right. Go buy them.
Then you can download them using QR codes off the internet.
I feel like it would be pretty difficult to play games on your jailbroken 3DS from federal prison, though.
And you could sneak that in. Yeah. As long as you don't get as long as you don't have the 3DS XL.
Darian's been walking funny.
To tie things back together, you're going to go to Colorado Supermax, which once held Ted Kaczynski.
That's
Ooh.
True.
Oh,
my hero.
Yes. I wonder if they still like worship him in there, you
he
know,
is
regard
died.
Him highly.
They also have the other conspirator in the Oklahoma City bombing to make this a nice, neat little package.
Ooh.
Oh.
Timothy and
McVeigh's brother?
No, dead.
Do they have Ross Ulbricht?
No, they have the other Sarnaev as well.
Oh,
look at
the
that.
Whole crew.
This is like an Arkham. We got an Arkham situation.
Go look at their list. Doing? It's crazy. Their list of people, they have El Chapo. They have
Hitler.
One of the guys who was...
I know Mino's obsessed
plot.
With this
El Chapo
prison.
Hitler.
I think Mino is the one who's like obsessed with this place.
It's cool.
Yeah.
I want to go there or Finnish prison.
Oh, yeah. We're taking an apartment.
They'll let me bring my 3DS in there.
They
no
probably,
doubt.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you guys doing at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time tomorrow?
Watching the eclipse again?
6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time?
Yes.
So that would be 8 p.m. I will probably have been asleep for 2 hours.
You're not going to be watching Fallout?
But wait a minute. Fallout comes out on April 12th, Connor.
Oh, no. They've pushed it up. It comes out on the 10th now.
Why did they do
all 8 episodes?
Oh, all 8. Wow.
There must be a leak somewhere.
Yeah, I wonder if they're getting ahead of a leak.
A radiation leak.
Ooh. There you go. We got to get... We got to get... I just forgot Matt's name. We got to get Matt Birmingham on.
Yes.
To talk about this once we all watch it.
Our producer and Fallout aficionado.
Yeah. Matt Berms.
They're going to do a Fallout in real life.
They are.
Did they give a reason why they're doing this, Connor?
They did not. I've not seen it on any of this.
I'm excited.
Prime
and
Video
it,
has just
the first
said doing it.
Episode is available for free somewhere, right? You don't have to subscribe.
This article that I am reading does not say that.
Let me see. I'm almost positive.
While you're looking that up, though, it also emerged this week that the show has been offered a $25 million tax credit to relocate filming from New York State to California for season 2.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
So there's a good chance that this is going to be in the works.
That money doesn't need to go to anything else.
No. Teachers, no. You know, schools. No.
Also, a fun tie-in, Fallout 76 will be free when the Fallout TV show debuts. Hmm.
There are
Amazon
people
Prime.
That like
finally.
That game. There are people that like that
Connor,
game.
The first mm-hmm. episode will be available free on Twitch this week.
Yeah, they're the 76.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you play you know what? I did see another thing. They're doing it on Twitch so that you can have like a live watching experience and you can like comment back and forth with other people who
that
are
sounds
at the same
so
time.
Fun.
Oh.
So fun.
The well regarded.
Yes.
The high-minded Twitch chats.
Yes.
Bastions of knowledge.
If you have Amazon Prime starting April 11th, you'll be able to download Fallout 76 on Xbox consoles and Windows PC as part of Prime Gaming.
Really?
Can you share me your account?
He's just trying to break the law.
He is. He's a criminal,
right,
dude. We got a criminal
He's
on
a video
show.
Game criminal.
He is.
Also available through Prime Gaming are Fallout 2 and Fallout Tactics.
Ooh, I'd like to play some of those old Fallouts. I watched a playthrough, about an hour of a playthrough of one, and it seems pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
Very RPG-ish.
Hmm.
Great pre-rendered backgrounds.
Yes. Very aesthetic.
Austin, fire up Fortnite tomorrow as well, because Avatar The Last Airbender is heading there.
Austin?
Oh, Kirk mentioned that the other day, and I thought he was joking. I didn't know they were actually doing that.
That is
so
correct.
You can be Aang with a semi-automatic machine
hell yeah.
gun.
In the shop, your options will be Kataro. Dang it, I did it again. Katara. I'm reading two names at the same time.
You're thinking
time.
Of Hamtaro.
No, I'm reading Katara and Zuko at the same time.
Okay, no Aang?
They had Hamtaro in Fortnite?
That'd be
Katara,
great.
Katara. Zuko and Toph will be in the shop.
Ooh,
tomorrow.
I want to be Toph.
No,
that'd
Aang.
Be cool.
With
no,
the
he's
a
pacifist.
Gun?
Trey.
Also, no. Wasn't Aang already in it?
He was. Are you thinking of Nickelodeon All Stars?
Maybe. I don't even think he was in that.
The tweet
easy,
did not.
Easy to confuse.
The tweet did not mention an Aang skin would be coming to the shop, but leakers have speculated his skin will be part of an event pass.
Okay.
This is one thing I may spend Fortnite money
okay.
on. Just like I almost bought the Cowboy Bebop Overwatch
Don't
skin.
You still have a million Fortnite bucks?
No, I spent those on
the
Indiana Jones skin and the Patrick Mahomes skin.
Oh, God.
What a waste.
That was a waste of money. You could have bought this.
Bought-in?
Could have bought this. And what about the Goku? You didn't buy the
Goku
skin?
It's older Toph. She's like a teen.
Oh.
I guess so that she wouldn't be a tiny little 12-year-old that you...
Shoot.
Yeah, that you would, I guess they aged them all up.
Trey's already made his position on killing school-aged children.
I'm a big Alex Jones guy.
Whoa.
Okay, so Jeez. It looks like data miners have found the Aang skin.
What does it look like? Is it?
It's teen Aang.
Oh, teen Aang. Okay.
Yeah.
Not young.
No, it's not. You're not murdering any 12-year-olds.
More like teen angst, am I right?
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm pretty stoked for this, actually.
Trey, your leader, Vladimir Putin, is pushing Russia to make consoles to compete with PlayStation and Xbox.
I saw that. I think this is all because of chips, I want to say. It's to get, manufacture these chips to get their technology on par with ours. But yes, I hear they're trying to make a console.
A report in the Russian newspaper Kommersant, which I know you have a subscription to.
I do.
Dead or Kommersant is in town.
The order was handed down from the Kremlin to consider the issue of organizing the production of stationary and portable game consoles and game consoles. I don't know why it says it twice.
Do you think they're just gonna do you think they're just gonna call Soja Boy or something and get his the one that he made?
Say that name again.
Soja Boy?
Soja Boy.
Soja Boy, right?
Soldier boy.
Well, okay, people who fight in the military in the army. What
soldier.
Are they?
I thought it was pronounced differently. It's just soldier boy.
No, it's soldier.
Soldier.
You're
what
saying
say?
Soja.
Oh, soldier.
You
soldier.
Left out the L, and it was weird.
Soldier boy.
Now like I'm not going to mark this one
truth.
Down.
Thank you.
Sojourner Truth is in Overwatch.
What do you think those games are going to be like?
Probably.
I don't
full
know,
of...
but as part of this order.
What?
The groups will be responsible for producing both home and portable consoles for Russian consumers by June 15th, 2024.
Let's see it. I can't wait.
Oh, we're getting asset flips.
They can't even beat Ukraine.
Speaking They're going to pirate DS games,
Speaking
actually.
Of yeah. Sojourner Truth, I just got an idea for a game.
Ooh.
It's a stealth game. It's like an underground railroad game.
Build a console in
and
three
it's
months.
Like it's like a keep going. What's your little game you like?
Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear Solid. It's a it's a sneaking around game, and it's very difficult. And you have to you're like an escaped slave, and you gotta like get to different points on the underground railroad and get all the way to the north. I'm gonna make this.
Okay, so I like where you're.
$1 million.
I'm gonna go
dollars.
With the pros first, and then the cons.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. All right. Let's
I like
hear
where
Connor.
Your head's at. I
yeah.
think that's a cool idea. Cons. No studio will touch that ever.
All right, we're going to reskin it as your...
Reskin it? Why would we reskin it?
You're an alien.
Okay.
And you're escaping a...
So this is just the game Detroit Become Human. Which is just an allegory for slavery.
Trey, I think everyone that lives in Detroit is already human.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
Detroit Become Human is the pretentious, obscure movie reference of video games.
You might be right about that. I don't know.
Maybe you
Detroit
could get Avatar
Become Human
it.
Is the Safdie not... brothers.
Yeah, you could be Aang escaping from the Southern
Aang.
Slave Trade.
God.
They'll have like a collab with Master Chief. We're going to make this happen.
That your Underground Railroad game.
Yeah.
Right after the 9/11 game, right?
What would that be? How would that even be a
I don't
game?
Know.
I don't understand.
You figure it out.
It would be flight sim, but you never have to worry about landing.
God.
Maybe you could be a passenger on United 93, and your goal is to beat up the
terrorists.
Yeah,
just to beat them up.
But to make it accurate, you're going to be Mark Wahlberg because if he was there, because
he was there.
Yeah.
If only.
Tragedy.
It is.
Roku's new HDMI tech could show you ads when you pause your games.
Avatar Roku?
Mm.
No, Roku.
I mean that's. It's kind of where it's going. I mean, they're trying to figure out ways to make money.
Squeeze more ads.
Squeeze more games, more ads.
We're near a capitalist breaking point, I think, where they're going to have no more options where to extract additional value and the whole thing's going to collapse.
Yeah, probably.
We're at the point where ads are on basically just everywhere you look.
Ads are
what
half
do ads
the
even do?
Yeah.
They're at least half the economy.
Trey, did you
just
not
want
to buy Dude Wipes after you saw the Dude
no,
Wipes
but like...
ads all over the wrestling event? That
I was thinking about like...
I get where you're coming from. I've thought about this before.
Because like I listened to like Conan O'Brien's podcast and like halfway through he's talking about Miller Lite and I'm like, I'm not going to go out and buy Miller Lite just because Conan O'Brien's saying to buy Miller Lite.
But you know what I
would go
that.
Out
it
and
is
buy
Conan O'Brien.
Organic sprouted pumpkin seeds with sea salt.
If your favorite video game host.
Yes, if they said it, I would go out and buy that. But
I did buy, raw. Or Jessica did buy a can of Prime. For the second night of the WrestleMania party, because Logan Paul was going to be wrestling,
it's about brand awareness. It's about top of mind brand awareness in your head. That
yeah,
like,
I guess so.
You subconsciously think of the you know Prime when you're like, oh, an energy drink would be nice. Oh, I know Prime.
Yeah.
I've seen the bottle. It looks cool. Like, and then you're gonna go.
Then why do it for these like ultra household name brands? Just to keep it
you
in
have
the consciousness?
To, you have to keep it in the
always,
consciousness.
Yeah, you have to say it more than your competitors,
right.
basically.
Okay.
You always got to have a little more.
Yep.
You know, you always got to go raw, I say, with organic
go
sprouted
raw.
Pumpkin seeds.
Trey raw dogs every night, a whole bag of organic pumpkin seeds.
I do. Sprouted
Trey has never put a dental dam in his mouth for pumpkin seeds.
Connor, just two ingredients.
Love.
Two. And sea salt.
Seed.
All right.
Same
Speaking
of,
I'm gonna have
for a child, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just smash your
we
Roku.
We are not really sponsored by pumpkin seeds, just
what?
To be clear.
Those pumpkin
well, now they're
seeds,
not going
to pay us.
That's true. They're not going to
pay
us.
Those pumpkin seeds have the same ingredients as a child.
They do. Love and seed. Next
and
story,
salt.
Connor.
Just destroy your Roku box with a hammer. We... There's your solution.
There you go.
Listeners, do it now. I command you.
I'm going to read you a quote from a company, and you tell me if you think this company is guilty of what they're saying they're not doing or not guilty. Ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Actually, working on this game is a gift for 15-year-olds in Indonesia living in a slum.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
I assume that don't have anyone who's 15 working on this game in Indonesia, right?
Right.
Did they get a lawyer on this?
Well, that was Roblox studio head Stefano Carrazza.
So they're not denying it. They're just saying it's
a gift.
Blessing.
It's a blessing. They get to have fun.
He's saying that allows kids to work and earn a living. Okay,
earning
I kind of get where this is coming from.
Yeah,
not in a evil way. In that, like, kids will go program their own Roblox games. They'll go build their own games. Is that what he's referring to? That like, or they actually like?
Well, let me read you a longer. Okay. Maybe it was out of context, right? Well, let me read you. So he was asked specifically about Roblox's reputation for exploiting younger devs and players.
All right.
I don't know. You can say this for a lot of things, right? We think we're on a good start here, or...
Yeah, not a good start.
Different shades of gray.
Like, you can... This is good. Like, you can say... Now, he's quoting, all right? This is quotes within a quote. Okay, we are exploiting, you know, child labor, right? Or you could say, we are offering people anywhere in the world the capability to get a job and even, like, an income.
This is like people who... perpetuate the myth of the happy slave where they're like, oh, these people were provided housing and food for in exchange for doing some chores on the plantation. It's the exact same argument.
Well, hold on, because it keeps going.
He didn't stop there.
He threw an example out, because those words kind of hollow. I'm an example guy. I need something to really sink my teeth in. So he said,
okay.
So like I can be seeds? Like 15 years old in Indonesia living in a slum. And then now with just a laptop, I can create something, make money and sustain my life.
I get where he's coming from, but he's going about it the wrong way. Like child labor is not the way to free those people. Systematic change is, even though he's painting it that way.
Can you cash out Robux?
Does he
say,
pay him in Robux?
Or ATM, Robux ATM?
One of my coworkers said last night while he was playing Roblox, don't ask, that the roving missionary Optimus Prime came and talked theology with him while he was playing.
Okay. All right. That's a sentence that would kill George Washington all
What do you understand a single word of that?
Roblox.
Do you want to
explain
diagram that sentence, Trey?
Yeah, diagram.
Read
it
again.
Well, so a coworker of mine played Roblox.
Coworker, what's that?
Is that your George Washington?
And while he was playing, the roving missionary Optimus Prime.
Roving missionary Optimus.
This is where his heart would stop.
Yes. came up and talked religion with him for a couple minutes.
On Roblox. That's good.
It's a good one.
It's your legacy, George.
Trey,
yeah.
I hope you're $500 ready because there's a new blockchain handheld being announced. Oh,
yes. You know how I love blockchain.
Would blockchain handheld kill Abraham Lincoln?
No, I think it was a bullet that did that.
That's true.
He
Ords
him.
Games has revealed a retro-inspired gaming console
Ords?
That will allow players to earn bitcoins while playing games that are connected to the larger blockchain network.
I feel like this is something Mike Soroy would come up with.
Or that he would get suckered
yeah,
into.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
He would get fleeced.
Yeah.
Really coincidental that this comes across right when the 3DS servers shut down.
I know. Think about
that. That's definitely
if you're in the market for a new console, the BitBoy 1 is for you.
BitBoy.
The BitBoy. Is this like something from Silicon Valley?
I love that. That sounds...
The BitBoy.
BitBoy.
Sounds like something Christopher Montesanti would do.
It is an upcoming handheld gaming console designed to also be a crypto wallet.
Mm-hmm. It will Don't lose it at summer camp.
It will allow you to play classic games, assuming you have the provided ROMs, and will let you earn bitcoins by playing specific blockchain play-to-earn games.
Why?
That's a great question.
I don't know how blockchain works, but where are the bitcoins coming from? Like, just because you beat a Wario level, you just awarded part of a bitcoin? Connor, explain blockchain.
No. This device is deeply rooted inside of Bitcoin, said the person behind the device, entrepreneur Z3TH. So the whole design language, the naming is Bitcoin. It's going to come with a 3D rendering of the physical device, which will be ordinal in an ordinal.
Okay.
Ordinals are a way to create Bitcoin NFTs by attaching data such as images, videos, and more to individual Satoshis, the smallest form of Bitcoin.
That whole Bitcoin sentence would be enough to kill the Continental Congress as they're signing the declaration.
The mining power of the physical device is very, very weak. It will take years to mine. You're not going to make real money from it, but it's for fun. So, way to undercut your own product.
Yeah, it sounds like you're basically like doing free labor for someone who's taking most of the Bitcoins.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It seems like it's going to suck. Anyway, I just wanted to
put beat Wario Land 3 for his sinister machinations.
Sonic the Hedgehog producer wants the films to become, quote, Avenger-level events.
Don't we all?
Aren't they already, kind of?
We're really excited about the idea of expanding our characters into our world with television, specifically because it gives us the platform to do character studies.
Haven't they seen that that's failed with the Avengers, though? Like, that's what kind of killed it.
Trey, the Knuckles show is going to do gangbusters.
Okay.
We knew that with Shadow coming in Sonic 3, and some of the bigger things we want to do. The Sonic franchise on the movie side is going to be these Avengers-levels events. They're going to be these big, exciting stories that have a lot of different characters.
Oh, cool. So, just like other TV shows. Lots of characters. Hey, boys, I just want to warn you, we're at threat level orange with the spicy ramen from earlier.
Well, I got two more stories for you.
When's the Big the Cat the movie?
Big the Cat, if he
shows up, is going to be a cameo and it'll be fishing.
What about Charmy the Bee?
I think we're getting Amy Rose probably at the end of Sonic 3. That would make sense. Maybe we get Rouge the Bat and her giant breasts.
Cream?
Bats are mammals.
Yeah, we could get Cream and Cheese.
I'll talk about Rouge.
Oh, nice. Oh. I see what you're doing.
How many Sonic movies would we have to get a Charmy Bee reveal at the very end?
Well, Charmy Bee is like the prince of his race, so I don't know.
Oh.
Wow. Way to go, Austin.
It's no use.
Here's a list of bad names for the Nintendo Switch 2.
Okay.
Okay.
The Switch Off.
Sounds like a bad review of the Switch 2 would be the Switch Off.
the Switch, spelled S-W-I-I-T-C-H. The Switch, spelled S-W-I-I-I-T-C-H.
It sounds like how Waluigi would say it.
The
Switch.
The Switch with a giant U in the middle.
They're going to do it.
The Switch RT, the Super Switch, the Super Switch Turbo, the new Nintendo Switch console, which feels real.
It feels like something they would do.
Yeah.
The Nintendo Swap, the Nintendo Click.
Ew.
Ooh, that one's good.
The Switch XXL.
Yeah, they would do that.
Mm-hmm.
The Switch 2. The Switch TOO. The Switcher 2.
Okay.
The Game Friend, the 4DS, the Nintendo.
Darren likes the 4D.
Does like that.
Oh,
the
my God.
The Nintendo.
Okay.
Do you think they're gonna name it Super Switch or Switch 2?
Did we do the story a couple weeks ago about the name possibly having leaked?
No.
On a, you know, those, instead of ads on YouTube, sometimes you'll get little, like, survey questions.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky, because you can just skip them. And there was one a few weeks ago that said, which of these consoles would you, hold on, let me find it. It was like, which of these console names, or like, would you purchase? And it was like PS6, Xbox something, and then Switch Attach.
And I don't like that at all.
There's some people did some digging, and it looks like Switch Attach is a possibility for the.
That just sounds like a peripheral.
That's a Monster Hunter weapon.
Yeah.
There you go.
Monster
That's
Rancher.
What we were all thinking.
Any more names? Bad names?
No, that was it. All right. But we do have one final thing that will get all of our sports guys' balls going.
Oh, you
crazy.
Know us. Mass fans.
Is that a shot at me for watching the game?
No, before? I love the Mavs. I love the Mavs.
I almost just said, like, yeah, we are Mavs fans.
I know, I am a Mavs fan.
EA Go. Sports teased the release of College Football 25.
Nice. EA
according
got his own
to
game.
Others,
stop. Please
according
stop.
To a report online, the game will be available for purchase on July 19th.
There you go.
We are there.
We're there.
Special show. Podcast release show?
Oh, yeah.
Live,
on Fouts Field.
Yeah, on Fouts Field. Yeah, right on Fouts Field.
The former home. We're standing on hallowed ground, everyone.
When you think of college you football, go. You think of Fouts Field.
History happened here.
Yes.
Fouts Field right. doesn't even exist anymore, guys.
No, well, yeah,
it's
still
Apogee
up.
Stadium.
The ground is still there.
It's still there.
It is?
Yeah, it's just a parking lot now.
Oh.
It used to be a parking lot.
We're moments away from threat level red.
All right, well, we're going to take a break. We'll come back.
No, with... no. That I'm still good.
Okay. You sure?
Well, let's run through what we've been playing as the Spicy Ramen runs through Austin.
All right. Well, who wants to go first? Darren, you want to go first? I guess
you want
kinda,
me to go
yeah,
first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'll talk about something that isn't Pokemon Crystal for once.
All right.
So the one game of 3DS that I've missed out on that I went to first and purchased and then downloaded off a QR code online is Radiant Historia Perfect Chronology. Who's with me? Connor?
This sounds like a Kingdom Hearts side game.
Oh, man.
It sounds like Crystal Chronicles.
It's a little standalone JRPG that came out for the DS. They remastered it for the 3DS, and it always slipped through my radar. Couldn't find a copy for a Vita version for a decent price the whole time. Until now, coincidentally. And it's a JRPG. It's pretty well done. It's generally well polished, but it's Radiant Historia. Perfect Chronology. It's a bit of a
looking up if there's any juggy anime.
Bit of a problem. There is. They are there. They are there for you.
Oh, I see them. There they are. Huh.
It tells its story in multiple timelines with nodes throughout that you can warp back to.
This looks like Octopath Traveler.
Yeah, for some reason, all these JRPGs do this like watercolor art with like the soft pastels.
There she is. Yeah, that's
the juggy lady.
Yeah, the one to look out for.
What's her name?
Rainy.
Okay.
Yeah. And she's pretty good in battle too. You know?
Oh yeah.
Not bad so far, but it tells its story in multiple timelines. So, kind of figuring out to progress the story in the way you want. Bad things happen. Bad things happen all the time. Progress the story in the way you want. You have to go to other timelines, you had to go back in time. You had to jump around in time to different points of the storyline to get an ability or item or character development that could progress the story you want to go forward in the direction you want.
This sounds like Octopath Traveler and Zelda Ocarina of Age or Oracle of Ages mashed up together.
Yeah, it's definitely inspired by time travel shenanigans of the past and future.
Okay.
And so far, it's fun. It takes a little while to get started because it's a JRPG.
Yes.
But the story's interesting, and the battle system's not totally just like... it has like a grid system. It's all right. It's neat. But
is it repetitive at all? Because that's my main gripe with Octopath Traveler. I got halfway through the game and had a lot of fun, and then I realized it's the exact same thing 8 times, basically.
Yeah, Octopath Traveler, same issue with Bravely Default. They did the repeat thing, and I couldn't get through Bravely Default.
Really?
I couldn't finish it. Huh. But I'm enjoying this one, I'd say more so far. It keeps the story going. You kind of had to wrap your head around what you need to do and kind of figure out. It's a little bit of a puzzle.
Okay,
that's fun. And the way you figure out the timeline as well. So, yeah, There's a obscure JRPG for you.
I'm going to see if there's any juggy girls in Bravely Default.
Probably, dude. They're all juggy in anime games.
They took them away from us.
Yeah, they really did. They're all clothed up.
That's true. It's woke. Right, Darian?
That's what did it. That's what took them away. And we have to get them back.
We got to get the jugs back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get the jugs
back. We got to make our own game.
There is a game that is out now
with
that
huge trucks.
What's that game that's out now that people are? It has like a very sexy protagonist who has jugs.
You're right. They did come out with one,
about? Dude. You need to see this.
I read about
Austin.
This.
Yeah,
where they came out with one. They allowed us one. They're like, yeah. Here you go. You can have one.
Talking about Bayonetta?
No.
Talking about the Squid's sister radio hosts from.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. What are the
Ooh La La?
No, the
Space Channel 5
from Splatoon. Who are the like radio ladies?
Stellar Blade.
Stellar Blade. Let me.
Let me see. So look up Stellar Blade. I hear it's actually pretty fun.
Here's a YouTube video. In defense of sexy female video game characters, we must defend them.
We must defend them.
I will be there on the front lines.
The
hottest female characters in gaming. This is like what magazines did
back in the day.
For 20 years.
This is the YouTube 2006.
Okay, I do see the jugs.
Oh.
I shouldn't have brought this up.
Oh, my.
Everyone is.
In the show.
Indeed.
So, yes, this is probably the game you'll be playing next week, Stellar Blade.
No, I'm over it.
You're over it?
Yeah.
Okay. This is very 90s, 2000s gaming magazine.
Like Ivy from Soul Calibur.
Content.
Whoa. I wonder if Connor's heard of Stellar Blade. Connor.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's Connor been playing?
I don't know. What has Connor been playing?
That's another one on
I'm sorry, Darian. He heard anime and he just left.
Hey, I'm going to unwarn you. I'm at threat level orange again.
Oh, no.
It somehow has retreated into my body.
Terrorist level orange.
That's good. Austin, what have you been playing?
So besides the normal Valheim and Civ, I've been playing some Overwatch 2 with Zach. I'm trying to unlock. So they changed the way you unlock characters. You used to have to like buy the battle pass and then you can do a few things and unlock them. Now you can get all of the characters for free. Heroes, sorry. You can get all the new heroes for free, but you have to do this long series of challenges and you have to, you know, do a bunch of unlocks and stuff, which is actually a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Makes the game a little more dynamic. And I've been like, oh, I want to get on and play a couple matches so I can like, you know, bump my progression towards Malga, the Samoan who has a gun that sets you on fire.
Nice.
And so I've been playing a few rounds of that very casually with Zach and or Alyssa. That's it.
Okay.
It's been a busy week.
Grinding.
I've been grinding.
Grinding.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, grinding out on that skate part.
I think I got a organic sprout of pumpkin seed with sea salt stuck in my throat.
But that wouldn't happen with, what brand is this?
Go raw. Right? I don't think so. No, they usually just slide down your throat nicely.
Yeah, they're all lubed. They're pre-lubed for you.
Pre-lubed. So I did play a game, and I beat a game. There's Connor. Game.
Only 28 left.
29 to go.
I beat Limbo.
Really?
The game by Playdead came out in 2010.
15-year-old game,
Yeah. 15-year-old game. I've played like
just
a quarter of it
them.
Before. And I think the first quarter of it is probably like, if you're going to pick it up, play like the first quarter, and you probably don't need to play any more of it. It's a fine puzzle game. It's just, I really like the atmosphere. It's got this weird black and white thing. It's silent. Have you played Limbo?
Yeah.
I think I liked Inside so much more.
Way back in the day.
Yeah, I know. Well, I played it before. I played like a bit of it, but I've never like finished it. But I loved Inside. That's played its second game. And it's just the atmosphere's a lot weirder. There's more of a story. I think the ending is really cool in that. You're kind of just like this big monster blob that just decimates everything. This one's a little more. The puzzles are fine. The puzzles get very difficult at the end because they're very physics-y. And you don't really, I was kind of like not understanding the full physics of how everything works. So it was a little difficult to know how to like beat the puzzles. So, I mean, it was fine. It's a short game. I bought it for like $2 off the PlayStation Store.
It's what, like 5 or 6 hours, right?
Yeah, it's very short. Very short game. I mean, it's a cool atmospheric kind of puzzle game if you've not played it before.
What's the speed run on it?
Oh, I'm sure it's pretty short.
This is the second game from a developer who also had another like legendary indie game, right?
I think it's her first game. They did Inside.
Inside,
as well.
That's the other one.
That's what we talked about. Oh, that was like this episode two of the podcast.
Right, right.
Inside was great.
Yeah.
This is their first game. This is probably what they're most known for.
I get Limbo and Braid mixed.
They're
up
very
a lot.
Similar.
Yeah.
Well, kind of. No, I mean not.
Well, they were the same era, and they were two like big indie games that had quirky mechanics.
I wouldn't say they're similar because I think Braid had that rewind feature, but it's a protagonist.
Mm. Are those both in the film indie game?
Limbo isn't. Just Braid.
I thought Fez was.
Fez was the other game.
Yeah.
Fez.
Okay.
Limbo. Or no, it was Braid, Fez, and Super Meat Boy.
Binding of Isaac.
Like in my head, they're all the same. Like they're all in that same.
Yeah, it was that same era. Yeah.
Cutesy little protagonist.
Right. You know.
Well, we don't know if the Limbo character is cutesy because he can't see him.
Like a kid.
Darian has the.
I did do an art piece, kind of.
Okay. Trey is pulling out a painting.
Behind Kratos. Oh, wow.
Look at that. He did an enormous painting of Limbo.
Now, to describe it, there's a little Limbo kid
left. There's a little black man on the left.
There's a big spider creature thing on the right.
It's a green background.
And it's like you're there.
It was kind of a mix of a couple things, but mainly Limbo. But then there was like some weird obscure movie I've never seen, but I just saw like an image of it, and it was like kind of that similar, like, black shadow and like a green forest background. I was really taken by it.
What if Trey had painted that with like no context, like no limbo.
Limbo context?
He
no.
painted that.
Well, they made a game of that painting I made.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Or just Limbo didn't exist. It just came from Trey's mind. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, beat that game.
39 minutes, 23 seconds?
39 minutes, 29. I did not beat it in that time.
Yeah, you got the world record?
Did not get the world record.
Okay. Well, that's your target. You got to beat Limbo in 39 minutes, 23 seconds.
Keep playing.
Work on it.
Work on it. But I beat it.
Great.
Good job.
Thank you.
What's next?
Fez.
Metroid?
You know, I think I'm just going to start beating a bunch of like short games. Just like I'll probably go through my backlog list and look at like the short ones or the ones I've kind of, like Night in the Woods and Ratchet and Clank and maybe like, I don't know, just some like shorter games and not just sink a whole bunch of time into like a big open world kind of game.
I suggest Final Fantasy X. You should try that one.
No, I'm good.
That's a quick one.
I'm good.
What about Final Fantasy VII Rebirth?
Maybe.
Ooh.
That might be an option.
Dream Drop
Distance.
You play the original Final Fantasy VII?
I've not played the original, but I played Final Fantasy VII Remake.
What is Rebirth? Is it a remake
of
the remake?
It's the sequel to the remake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's like the next one.
Okay.
I think there'll be probably three or something.
Damn.
But I do want to play that. Because I did enjoy 7 Remake.
Okay.
Is she dead yet?
I don't know. I have not looked, so don't spoil it.
Okay, no spoil.
You know what he's talking about,
Aerith.
I have no idea.
Aerith.
What is
he's talking
Aerith?
About Aerith.
It's like,
she's
it's,
a character
it's the equivalent
that dies
of,
in Final Fantasy VII.
It's like the equivalent of Darth Vader being Luke's father. It's like the biggest
is
non-spoiler ever.
Big titty black hair girl, or
no,
is she a pink
Tifa.
Innocent girl?
You're thinking of Tifa Lockhart.
So she's
Tifa.
Pink dress.
Pink dress.
Okay.
Yeah. You're thinking of Tifa, as
yeah.
we all are.
We all are, yes.
We do think of her.
Connor, what have you been playing?
Nothing, because this whole last week was consumed with getting
Eclipse?
Everything ready
Eclipse?
For WrestleMania.
Oh, you didn't play WWE 2K24 in preparation?
No, but I did want to show you guys. This will not work for our audio listeners, but this will work for you guys. This is the book my wife got me for my birthday. It's called Video Game of the Year.
Look at that.
That is nice.
And it's, I'm going to open and show you a page. It's pretty sick. Boy, accidentally opened to this page, but there's 1991.
Of course he did.
Oh, huh. Mm. Sonic was game
Sonic.
Of the year.
How many games like in a
like,
year will it talk about?
They do like an actual like written piece as well
Ooh.
As
nice.
an artistic rendering.
Go to 1998.
Okay.
Yeah, that's actually a good year.
I think it's Ocarina of Time.
Probably Ocarina of Metal Gear and
that's good.
Final
probably
Fantasy
Ocarina 7? Of Time. That's probably Ocarina of Time.
I mean, it does multiple
That's
games
probably,
in that
it's
year.
Probably Ocarina of Time.
No, he gave it to Metal Gear Solid.
Wow.
I'm going to kill myself.
You should. Yeah. By the way, so, fun they write, party.
They write a really big thing up on it, and then they do a like an extra life, which is just like an additional piece that they talk about. So for 1998, it was StarCraft.
Interesting.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah.
Cool.
It's cool. I'm really excited to read through it.
Thanks to wife.
Thanks to Jessica.
Yeah.
And thanks for the awesome party.
Yeah, she throws a great party.
She does. Sorry, dude.
Well, you guys missed the Prime on the second night, as well as the Philly cheesesteaks, which turned out...
I was there to see The Rock.
That's true.
He was there.
In the last match on the second night, we got to see The Rock, The Undertaker, the John Cena.
What? We missed that?
Yeah, we did.
I've been dealing with leprosy, so...
Yeah, Trey's breaking out in something.
Yeah.
He's got shingles.
Well, there's only one way that we can end this podcast.
And sacrifice.
A little twig.
Okay. Do you know what twig is?
A twig?
Darian.
Initiate me.
I thought you listened to the podcast every week.
Yeah,
I do. I just missed the last. I just cut off the last minute.
Oh, okay.
It's This Week in Gaming. I will give you a date and a year, and you have to guess what game or event I am attempting to get you to remember.
We're really good at it. We get probably 90 to 95%.
So why don't you
them.
Do all these, Darian?
Oh God!
See
okay,
if you beat us.
So here all we right. go. We're doing April 7th, 1986. This is an event.
Something Microsoft announced. Something.
This is the
announce a turbo processor.
NES, right?
Like a convention.
No, it is a company being founded.
Microsoft.
I don't know that either of you will get it, but when I say it, I think Darian might be interested.
Gosh.
Is it like...
It's a company that still exists to this day.
86. Is it like Rare or something?
Mad Cats.
It's a good guess. It's Atlas.
Atlas. Oh, sweet Atlas. Oh.
See? I knew Darian.
Oh, my heart. Oh, I love that.
For anyone who does not know about Atlas, it is two things. Shin Megami
Persona,
Tensei.
Persona, right? Oh, it's
Shin Megami Tensei.
And
first
Persona.
Thing.
Yeah, Persona.
Yeah, but Shin Megami Tensei is the first thing, okay?
Yes.
Yeah. We get that straight.
Yes.
Is this Atlas with a U?
Huh?
Yes,
this is Atlas with a U? Right.
Okay. It is.
I have like 5 Shin Megami Tensei games on my backlist.
Are you a Persona guy, Darian, or no?
I it took me 6 years to beat Persona 3, and I hated it.
Fair enough. I like Persona 4 quite a bit.
And I loved it.
Hmm.
Persona 4.
Have you played the remake? Isn't there a remake coming out?
There's already a remake
I'm not
out.
Playing that.
Persona 4.
Yes, that's already out.
No, they remade Persona 3 recently.
Okay.
That did come
they
out.
Also Chris the Fields, that. Friends of the show, friend of the show, Chris the Fields did a whole video on it that I need to send to you.
It's... So... The weird thing for me is Persona 4, I played it when I was really getting into King of the Hill. So there's like a weird, I have a weird thing where
that's,
like.
That's a very Connor thing.
Yeah, that, like, that happens.
Like playing Persona 4 in my head is very tied with King of the Hill.
Sure.
Yeah. Roller like Coaster Tycoon first, 2, Queen.
Okay.
There you go.
Just one,
the
two.
First Legend of Zelda, the Breath of the Wild, intimately tied in with the Great British Baking Show.
Okay.
Because that's what was on at my wife and her sister's apartment while I was playing Breath of the Wild all the time.
Which is a game with British people.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. And then this is a game, April 10th, 2008. I would say maybe regarded as the weakest of the series.
2008.
Fallout 3.
Yeah, I think that's the weakest of the series.
No, he's...
Darian's just trying to get me to jump through this computer.
He is. 2008.
The weakest of the
this
series.
This is the Wii era. This is the 360 era. This is PS3. What would be... Trey?
Is it some Paper Mario game? No.
Super Paper Mario?
Is it Pokemon?
Things got worse.
Things did get worse.
It's not
the
Pokemon.
Correct answer is...
yes, hit us.
Mario Kart Wii.
That's considered,
I disagree,
the weakest. I loved Mario Kart Wii. You could
excellent.
Drive the real wheel.
You could use motion controls.
Did not like that one. To me, that
this
was
a very Connor opinion.
I feel like Mario Kart 7
okay,
was
really quick. Really quick. Think about it. Tell me, what is the weakest of those games? I'm genuinely
I didn't
curious.
Play Mario Kart Wii.
Mario Kart 7 is pretty weak.
Super Circuit?
Super Circuit. Oh, yeah, yeah. It might
I mean,
be Super
it was
Circuit.
Fun for what it is.
Double Dash is great.
Yes.
7 and 3DS are forgettable.
You know what?
Eight's
I was going to say.
A powerhouse forever.
This might be a problem for me because I don't know that I played 7, and until you said something, I forgot that 7 existed.
Yeah.
So there is good news for you, Connor. I got good news.
You can get it illegally.
not illegally.
You can download it off the internet using the camera and a QR code.
Can I play it on my blockchain-focused gaming console?
On your Soulja Boy.
A Soulja Boy.
Your Soulja console.
Yeah.
You can play it on your BitBoy.
Can I play it on my Soja Boy?
You can play it on your Russian console in 3 months.
You're Soja Man.
Hey, you know what? Here's the sad thing. If they don't deliver, all those people are going to die.
Yeah. By June. Like 3 months from now. Sorry.
All right. Well, real quick, one last thing that we have to do is the Super Games Cast 64 Lock of the Week. Where we play
what was
a game...
the...
that okay. we recommend.
I'm declaring this week's game of the week is Pokemon Crystal.
I'm saying it's the other game Darren was talking about.
Oh, Dream Drop.
Yeah, what was the
Renegade? Renegade Chronicles.
Yeah.
Aether Max.
That's it.
That's it.
3.
What was it again?
Turbo.
What was it called?
With the big titty lady.
I've been playing it for like 2 weeks and I still can like barely get it out of my brain. What is it? Radiant Historia Perfect Chronology.
That's my game of the week.
I'm voting for that.
Good luck buying a copy. I bought
them all. Very few games just were like, what if we used all adverbs for the title? But they went there. Sure, we'll go with
it's an Atlas game.
Of course
it
is.
Yeah, Connor.
We have them to thank. Thank you, Atlas.
Thanks, Atlas.
I'm going to also vote for Radiant Streams... Crystal, whatever.
Death
Darian
by Sleep.
Said.
Okay. Well, Darian, thank
called?
You for...
Hold
Go
on,
ahead.
Darian has to tell me one more time because I have to announce it as the lock of the week.
Oh, man.
What is it called?
I had to look it up.
Radiant Chronicles, right?
It's Radiant Historia.
Radiant Historia.
Perfect.
Renegade.
Chronology.
Chronology.
Okay. Because you're making the chronology perfect.
Nice. Perfect Renegade Chronology is the Super Games Cast 64 Lock of the Week.
Take that to Vegas.
Well, Connor, thank you for everything you do.
I heard the Princess Peach game's not very good, so I'm not going to play it. But
I think might be legally obligated to.
I think
get Pentiment. Get Pentiment. Get Pentiment.
I was
going to
say, next week I will have played a little Pentiment.
I think I'll play it too. Because a friend of mine, Jesse, who works with...
Made
no, not
friend.
Jesse Plemons. He works with Danny O'Dwyer's documentary.
Is that the guy that killed himself?
No, it's not.
It's Bud Dwyer. Bud Dwyer.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Wait, you know, he does NoClip. He does all those like really cool documentaries about video games. He works for my buddy Jesse, and they did a documentary on Pentiment. So,
cool.
Speaking of Jesse Plemons,
yes.
If you had to guess how old he was, what
he's
would you
my
say?
Age.
Yeah, I thought he was like mid-40s.
No, dude,
he's like 35.
He went to the
36.
Same acting school I did.
He looks 50.
He went to the same acting
and with
school
that,
I did.
At
we'll
the same
see
time.
You next week.
Thanks, Darian, for coming on. It's been fun. Have a good one.
Thanks
Bye.
For having
Shout
me.
Out to the king of subs.
I love you.
I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet. Summertime. These visions I can change them, sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding, which you have never seen before. I had a dream that I was floating to your house. over. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall in the summertime. How could I make you understand? We are radiant beams of light, shining bright even when we are small. In the fall. This is where it picks up. The snare coming in. It's good. It gets you hyped. People know the chorus by this point, so they can sing with you and go, I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall. When was it? Tell me. In the summertime. These visions, I can change them. Sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding, which you have never seen before. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall.
I think you guys are
in the summertime.